English 900. Book 5. Tape 8A. Giving advice and opinions. Listen.
If you want my advice, I don't think you should go. I suggest that you tear up the letter and start over again. It's only a suggestion, and you can do what you please.
Let me give you a little fatherly advice. If you don't like it, I wish you would say so. Please don't take offense. I only wanted to tell you what I think. In my opinion, the house isn't worth the price they're asking. My feeling is that you ought to stay home tonight. It's none of my business, but I think you ought to work harder. In general, my reaction is favorable. If you don't take my advice, you'll be sorry. I've always tried not to interfere in your affairs. I'm old enough to make up my own mind. Thanks for the advice, but this is something I have to figure out myself. You won't pay attention to anybody. You're just wasting your breath. Now, repeat. If you want my advice, I don't think you should go. I suggest that you tear up the letter and start over again. It's only a suggestion, and you can do what you please. Let me give you a little fatherly advice. If you don't like it, I wish you would say so. Please don't take offense. I only wanted to tell you what I think. In my opinion, the house isn't worth the price they're asking. My feeling is that you ought to stay home tonight. It's none of my business, but I think you ought to work harder. In general, my reaction is favorable. If you don't take my advice, you'll be sorry. I've always tried not to interfere in your affairs. I'm old enough to make up my own mind. Thanks for the advice, but this is something I have to figure out myself. You won't pay attention to anybody. You're just wasting your breath. Intonation. Listen and repeat. If you want my advice, I don't think you should go. I suggest that you tear up the letter and start over again. It's only a suggestion, and you can do what you please. Let me give you a little fatherly advice. If you don't like it, I wish you would say so. Please don't take offense. I only wanted to tell you what I think. In my opinion, the house isn't worth the price they're asking. My feeling is that you ought to stay home tonight. It's none of my business, but I think you ought to work harder. In general, my reaction is favorable. If you don't take my advice, you'll be sorry. I've always tried not to interfere in your affairs. I'm old enough to make up my own mind.
Thanks for the advice, but this is something I have to figure out myself. You won't pay attention to anybody. You're just wasting your breath.
Verb study. Listen. One. Suggest. She suggests that we go out for dinner tonight.
Who suggested that we go to the movies?
I didn't want to suggest it, but it's a good idea. Two. Tear up. I suggest you tear up the letter.
I listened to your suggestion and tore up the letter.
If I hadn't torn up the letter, you could have read it. Three. Start over. I suggest that you tear up the letter and start over again.
We tore up the letter and started over again.
They're starting over again today. Maybe they'll do it right now. Four. Take offense.
Please don't take offense. I only wanted to tell you what I think.
She takes offense easily, so watch what you say.
I've never taken offense at anything you've said. Five. Interfere in. Work. I've tried not to interfere in your affairs.
Are you interfering in my affairs?
We didn't want to interfere with your work.
She never interferes with my work.
Six. Figure out. This is something I have to figure out myself.
We figured it out ourselves. We didn't need help.
I'm figuring out how much money I have in the bank. Seven. Pay attention to. He won't pay attention to anybody.
She pays attention to him, but she never pays attention to me.
We paid attention to everything he said.
I'm paying close attention to what you say.
Eight. Waste one's breath. You're just wasting your breath. He isn't paying attention to you.
He was wasting his breath on her. She wasn't listening to him.
I've been wasting my breath all these years. You never listen to me. Now, repeat. One. Suggest. She suggests that we go out for dinner tonight.
Who suggested that we go to the movies?
I didn't want to suggest it, but it's a good idea. Two, tear up. I suggest you tear up the letter.
I listened to your suggestion and tore up the letter.
If I hadn't torn up the letter, you could have read it. Three, start over. I suggest that you tear up the letter and start over again.
We tore up the letter and started over again.
They're starting over again today. Maybe they'll do it right now. Four. Take offense.
Please don't take offense. I only wanted to tell you what I think.
She takes offense easily, so watch what you say.
I've never taken offense at anything you've said. Five. Interfere in. Work. I've tried not to interfere in your affairs.
Are you interfering in my affairs?
We didn't want to interfere with your work.
She never interferes with my work.
Six. Figure out. This is something I have to figure out myself.
We figured it out ourselves. We didn't need help.
I'm figuring out how much money I have in the bank. Seven. Pay attention to. He won't pay attention to anybody.
She pays attention to him, but she never pays attention to me.
We paid attention to everything he said.
I'm paying close attention to what you say.
Hate. Waste one's breath. You're just wasting your breath. He isn't paying attention to you.
He was wasting his breath on her. She wasn't listening to him.
I've been wasting my breath all these years. You never listened to me. Now, review the base sentences from Unit 7. Listen and repeat. What is it you don't like about winter weather? I don't like it when the weather gets real cold. I can't stand summer weather. The thing I don't like about driving is all the traffic on the road. He doesn't like the idea of going to bed early. I like to play tennis, but I'm not a very good player. I don't like spinach, even though I know it's good for me. I'm afraid you're being too particular about your food. He always finds fault with everything. She doesn't like anything I do or say. You have wonderful taste in clothes. What's your favorite pastime? What did you like best about the movie? I didn't like the taste of the medicine, but I took it anyway. Why do you dislike the medicine so much? Now, review the base sentences from Room 8. Listen and repeat. If you want my advice, I don't think you should go. I suggest that you tear up the letter and start over again. It's only a suggestion, and you can do what you please. Let me give you a little fatherly advice. If you don't like it, I wish you would say so. Please don't take offense. I only wanted to tell you what I think. In my opinion, the house isn't worth the price they're asking. My feeling is that you ought to stay home tonight. It's none of my business, but I think you ought to work harder. In general, my reaction is favorable. If you don't take my advice, you'll be sorry. I've always tried not to interfere in your affairs. I'm old enough to make up my own mind. Thanks for the advice, but this is something I have to figure out myself. You won't pay attention to anybody. You're just wasting your breath. This is the end of Tape 8A, Book 5, English 900. English 900, Book 5, Tape 8B, Substitution Drills.
1. Listen. If you want my advice, I don't think you should go.
If you're interested in my advice, I don't think you should go.
If you care for my advice, I don't think you should go. Now, repeat. If you want my advice, I don't think you should go.
If you're interested in my advice, I don't think you should go.
If you care for my advice, I don't think you should go. Two. Listen. I suggest that you tear up the letter and start over again.
I suggest that you tear up the letter and begin again.
I suggest that you tear up the letter and start from the beginning again.
I suggest that you tear up the letter and do it all over again.
Now, repeat. I suggest that you tear up the letter and start over again.
I suggest that you tear up the letter and begin again.
I suggest that you tear up the letter and start from the beginning again.
I suggest that you tear up the letter and do it all over again.
Three. Listen. It's only a suggestion and you can do what you please.
It's only a suggestion and you can do what you want to.
Now, repeat. It's only a suggestion and you can do what you please.
It's only a suggestion and you can do what you want to.
Four. Listen. Let me give you a little fatherly advice.
Let me give you a little friendly advice.
Let me give you a little simple advice.
Let me give you a little motherly advice.
Now, repeat. Let me give you a little fatherly advice.
Let me give you a little friendly advice.
Let me give you a little simple advice.
Let me give you a little motherly advice.
Five. Listen. If you don't like it, I wish you would say so.
If you don't agree with me, I wish you would say so.
If you don't appreciate my helping you, I wish you would say so. Now, repeat. If you don't like it, I wish you would say so.
If you don't agree with me, I wish you would say so.
If you don't appreciate my helping you, I wish you would say so. Six. Listen. Please don't take offense. I only wanted to tell you what I think.
Please don't get upset. I only wanted to tell you what I think.
Please don't get mad. I only wanted to tell you what I think.
Please don't be offended. I only wanted to tell you what I think.
Please don't take it that way. I only wanted to tell you what I think. Now, repeat. Please don't take offense. I only wanted to tell you what I think.
Please don't get upset. I only wanted to tell you what I think.
Please don't get mad. I only wanted to tell you what I think.
Please don't be offended. I only wanted to tell you what I think.
Please don't take it that way. I only wanted to tell you what I think. Seven. Listen. In my opinion, the house isn't worth the price they're asking.
Unless I'm wrong, the house isn't worth the price they're asking.
Unless I'm mistaken, the house isn't worth the price they're asking.
Unless I'm missing my guess, the house isn't worth the price they're asking.
As I see it, the house isn't worth the price they're asking.
As far as I can tell, the house isn't worth the price they're asking.
As far as I'm concerned, the house isn't worth the price they're asking. Now, repeat. In my opinion, the house isn't worth the price they're asking.
Unless I'm wrong, the house isn't worth the price they're asking.
Unless I'm mistaken, the house isn't worth the price they're asking.
Unless I'm missing my guess, the house isn't worth the price they're asking.
As I see it, the house isn't worth the price they're asking.
As far as I can tell, the house isn't worth the price they're asking.
As far as I'm concerned, the house isn't worth the price they're asking. Eight. Listen. My feeling is that you ought to stay home tonight. My feeling is that you would be well advised to stay home tonight.
My feeling is that you should stay home tonight.
My feeling is that you would better stay home tonight. Now, repeat. My feeling is that you ought to stay home tonight. My feeling is that you would be well advised to stay home tonight.
My feeling is that you should stay home tonight.
My feeling is that you would better stay home tonight. Nine. Listen. It's none of my business, but I think you ought to work harder.
It's not my affair, but I think you ought to work harder.
I have nothing to do with it, but I think you ought to work harder.
I don't have any say in the matter, but I think you ought to work harder.
It's not my responsibility, but I think you ought to work harder. Now, repeat. It's none of my business, but I think you ought to work harder.
It's not my affair, but I think you ought to work harder.
I have nothing to do with it, but I think you ought to work harder.
I don't have any say in the matter, but I think you ought to work harder.
It's not my responsibility, but I think you ought to work harder. Ten. Listen. In general, my reaction is favorable.
In general, my reaction is negative.
In general, my reaction is not entirely negative.
In general, my reaction is not very favorable.
In general, my reaction is that we ought to wait and see.
In general, my reaction is that we should proceed cautiously.
Now, repeat. In general, my reaction is favorable.
In general, my reaction is negative.
In general, my reaction is not entirely negative.
In general, my reaction is not very favorable.
In general, my reaction is that we ought to wait and see.
In general, my reaction is that we should proceed cautiously.
Eleven. Listen. If you don't take my advice, you'll be sorry.
If you don't take my advice, you'll regret it later.
If you don't take my advice, you'll find out for yourself. Now, repeat. If you don't take my advice, you'll be sorry.
If you don't take my advice, you'll regret it later.
If you don't take my advice, you'll find out for yourself. Listen. I've always tried not to interfere in your affairs.
I've always tried not to interfere in your business.
I've always tried not to interfere in your private affairs.
I've always tried not to interfere in your problems.
Now, repeat. I've always tried not to interfere in your affairs.
I've always tried not to interfere in your business.
I've always tried not to interfere in your private affairs.
I've always tried not to interfere in your problems.
Listen. I'm old enough to make up my own mind.
I'm big enough to make up my own mind.
I'm grown up enough to make up my own mind.
I'm mature enough to make up my own mind.
I'm smart enough to make up my own mind.
I'm intelligent enough to make up my own mind.
Now, repeat. I'm old enough to make up my own mind.
I'm big enough to make up my own mind.
I'm grown up enough to make up my own mind.
I'm mature enough to make up my own mind.
I'm smart enough to make up my own mind.
I'm intelligent enough to make up my own mind.
Listen. Thanks for the advice, but this is something I have to figure out myself.
Thanks for the advice, but this is something I have to work out myself.
Thanks for the advice, but this is something I have to do on my own.
Thanks for the advice, but this is something I have to decide alone.
Thanks for the advice, but this is something I have to solve by myself. Now, repeat. Thanks for the advice, but this is something I have to figure out myself.
Thanks for the advice, but this is something I have to work out myself.
Thanks for the advice, but this is something I have to do on my own.
Thanks for the advice, but this is something I have to decide alone.
Thanks for the advice, but this is something I have to solve by myself. Listen. He won't pay any attention to anybody. You're just wasting your breath.
He won't pay any attention to anybody. You're just wasting your money.
He won't pay any attention to anybody. You're just wasting your time.
He won't pay any attention to anybody. You're just wasting your energy.
Now, repeat. He won't pay any attention to anybody. You're just wasting your breath.
He won't pay any attention to anybody. You're just wasting your money.
He won't pay any attention to anybody. You're just wasting your time.
He won't pay any attention to anybody. You're just wasting your energy.
This is the end of Tape 8B, Book 5, English 900. Thank you.
information about your work experience.
You're right. I'll change it. How do you feel about the last part of the letter?
Very good. But unless I miss my guess, you should say something about your family, too.
I agree. I appreciate your helping me, Jack. Do you think the end is all right?
Oh, yes, Judge. But personally, I believe a business letter should end with "very truly yours," not "sincerely."
I guess I better tear up the letter and start over again.
Oh, don't do that, George. Just make the few changes I suggested, and your letter will be perfect.
Now, repeat. Jack, would you please read this letter of application I've just written? I'd like to have your opinion.
I'd be glad to tell you what I think.
If you don't think it's any good, please say so. I really want to get this job.
It looks fine to me, but I have one suggestion.
Good. I'm interested in your advice.
If I were you, I'd change the beginning. You should write about your education first.
Good idea, Jack. What do you think about the second part?
Now that you've asked me, I think it's too short. We should include much more information about your work experience.
You're right. I'll change it. How do you feel about the last part of the letter?
Very good. But unless I miss my guess, you should say something about your family, too.
I agree. I appreciate your helping me, Jack. Do you think the end is all right?
Oh, yes, George. But personally, I believe a business letter should end with "very truly yours," not "sincerely."
I guess I better tear up the letter and start over again.
Oh, don't do that, George. Just make the few changes I suggested, and your letter will be perfect.
Now, listen again. Jack, would you please read this letter of application I've just written? I'd like to have your opinion.
I'd be glad to tell you what I think.
If you don't think it's any good, please say so. I really want to get this job.
It looks fine to me, but I have one suggestion.
Good. I'm interested in your advice.
If I were you, I'd change the beginning. You should write about your education first.
Good idea, Jack. What do you think about the second part?
Now that you've asked me, I think it's too short. You should include much more information about your work experience.
You're right. I'll change it. How do you feel about the last part of the letter?
Very good. But unless I miss my guess, you should say something about your family, too.
I agree. I appreciate your helping me, Jack. Do you think the end is all right?
Oh, yes, George. But personally, I believe a business letter should end with "very truly yours," not "sincerely."
I guess I better tear up the letter and start over again.
Oh, don't do that, George. Just make the few changes I suggested, and your letter will be perfect.
Participation drills. Drill 1. Listen and repeat. What do you think about this letter? Of course, it's none of my business, but I really don't like it. What do you think about this plan? Of course, it's not my affair, but I really don't like it. What do you think about this advice? Of course, it's not my responsibility, but I really don't like it. What do you think about this house? Of course, I had nothing to do with it, but I really don't like it. What do you think about this affair? Of course, it's not my problem, but I really don't like it. Drill 2. Listen and repeat. May I suggest that we go out to dinner? That's a good idea. Let's go out to dinner. May I suggest that we write her a letter? That's a good idea. Let's write her a letter. May I suggest that we figure it out together? That's a good idea. Let's figure it out together. May I suggest that we tear up the letter? That's a good idea. Let's tear up the letter. May I suggest that we start over? That's a good idea. Let's start over. Exercises. Exercise 1. Listen and repeat. I ordered him to tear up the letter. I had him tear up the letter. I permitted him to think for himself. I let him think for himself. I urged him to work harder. I made him work harder. I asked him to drive carefully. I watched him drive carefully. I didn't want him to get upset. I didn't see him get upset. I advised him to listen to me. I made him listen to me. Exercise 2. Listen and repeat. I insist on making up my own mind. I have to make up my own mind. He kept on interfering in my affairs. He tried to interfere in my affairs. He enjoys giving advice to everyone. He wants to give advice to everyone. He considered waiting before making his decision. He planned to wait and see. He avoided giving his opinion. He didn't intend to give his opinion. Exercise 3. Listen and repeat. Do you expect to work harder? Yes, I do expect to. Should you work harder? No, I shouldn't. Do you intend to take my advice? No, I don't intend to. Will you take my advice? No, I won't. Do you want to do it all over again? No, I don't. Must you do it all over again? Yes, I have to. Do you plan to listen to my opinion? No, certainly not. Will you listen to my opinion? Yes, I will. Exercise 4. Listen and repeat. Don't get mad at me. I only wanted to help. I must figure out the problem by myself. I suggest you tear up the letter and begin again. Please don't interfere in my affairs. If you don't agree with me, I wish you would say so. If you don't listen to me, you'll regret it later. Take my advice and start the letter over. If you care for my opinion, I don't think you should go. I'm depending on you to help me. Please come in and sit down. What point are you trying to get across? Exercise 5. Listen and repeat. Your help won't be appreciated. He won't appreciate your help. Will my suggestion be accepted? Will you accept my suggestion? I hope you weren't offended. I hope I didn't offend you. The problem must be solved. I have to solve the problem. Time is being wasted. You're wasting time. Their money was wasted. They wasted their money. The speech will be given by Mr. Jones. Mr. Jones will give the speech. The question was answered by the student. The student answered the question. The letter was torn up by Helen. Helen tore up the letter. The decision was made by the lawyer. The lawyer made the decision. This is the end of tape 8C, book 5, English 900.
Well, I'm going to go. Thank you.